The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Put me in the game, coach. It's the anthem of everyone who has ever sat on the sidelines of life and felt like you deserve to be out there. You felt like I have something I can contribute. It's about helping the team, like I see the team behind. I know I got something for them. Coach, put me in the game. It's as if you're Rudy all by yourself. You know that perhaps somebody might be faster, bigger, stronger. They may have been born with better genetics, but what they don't have is that innate talent and that gift and that will that's within you. Put me in the game.
So this is what it's like. The gift I want everybody to receive is you can get good at anything you set your mind to. But do you actually set your mind to it? Do you have that inhuman level of follow through? Do you keep pushing and fighting long after it stopped being fun, deep into boredom, because you have a why? You know why you're doing what you're doing, and you're just driving towards that. And when you have that, you can accomplish this extraordinary stuff.
You know, if you take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger. And you don't know what the upper limits to that are, because you might ask yourself, like, if for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like?
It's an anthem, it's a mantra for everyone that's been an underachiever because they weren't given an opportunity, so you got to go out and you got to take it. And the only way that you can take it is that you put in the hard work and you put in discipline. And that discipline is getting up early in the morning. I hit the gym. I put in the cardio work. I eat right. And when I get done with that, and at the end of my day, I make sure that I sit and I look at my goals and I remind myself, this is who I'm becoming.
Get back to living your life. Because at the end of the day, most of us are going to realize this. We wasted our life for a person, for people, for a job, for whatever in this world that could give a damn about us. And life is too short to settle. Life is too short to suffer. Life is too short.
...95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. And if you accept the fact that you may never feel ready, and you may never feel motivated, and you may never feel courageous, and that's okay, but you can still push yourself forward, as you start to see yourself becoming the person that takes action, guess what happens? You build the skill of confidence and courage.
We got to be excited about the future. We got to do things that make us want to live. It cannot always be about problems every day. I mean, do you want to wake up every morning and everything's just a problem? Well, what inspires you and what makes you excited about the future? There's got to be some things like that.
So what do? You allow that to make you corrupt and nihilistic? Not if you think that it's the corruption and the nihilism that's the problem. So you're obligated to be optimistic in some sense, despite the evidence. And that's faith. So, you know, pick up your cross and stumble uphill.
You don't take days off. You don't take weeks off. You continue to go after it. Because if you do it long enough, the habits will become a part of your DNA. And what you lacked in genetics will now become automatic out of you. That you'll get up and you'll go after it. And when others have gotten satisfied, when they've gotten rested and they've accepted being mediocre or good enough, that's when your hard work leads you to greatness.
So bring it back, and then you will have the formula for pivoting at any moment. You time travel forward a year. You investigate the patterns that you have that are giving you the result that you want, and then you back your ass up to right here, right now. And you decide, am I willing to do this now? If I'm willing, then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 through all the excuses that are going to be there when you're trying to override your operating system. That's how you do it.
We're so stuck in this comfort zone, and the comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. We're so stuck where it's convenient. We're so stuck in this ritual where it feels good, and so when God tries to shake us up a little bit, the problem always happens before the miracle.
Don't ever quit. Fight on. Fight through the storm. Fight through the pain and come out the other side stronger and tougher and better. A fighter. A survivor. A winner. Victorious and free from that storm.
And so I love the process. I love it. I love working for what I want. I love the sacrifice. I love the dedication. I love the commitment. I love that. Everybody wants the prize. Nobody wants the process. Everybody wants to be a diamond. Nobody's willing to get cut. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die.
It's my duty to give my all. And when I give my all, it doesn't become a play, it becomes a promise. Somebody's got to face you with that mentality of put me in the game. Coach, the coach can be a boss at your job. Put me in the game. I'm here to bring something to win. It's not about myself. It's about what's in me demanding to be more. And whatever the gap is between me being good and me being great, I'm trying to close it. You've got to have a mindset that is bigger than just you. Put me in the game, coach.
Free from the darkness.
Have you ever put in the sweat equity and didn't get the credit for all the hard work you put in? It's as if you put in the hard work, the dedication, the sacrifice, and someone else was rewarded or acknowledged for what you did. If you've ever been there, don't feel slighted. I want you to realize that being delayed is not being denied.
You have to watch. You have to watch every single second. Because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. And so, That second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying.
And ladies and gentlemen, I started working on my dream. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? For many years, I didn't. One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? The other thing is that most people, ladies and gentlemen, they get comfortable. They stop growing. They stop working on themselves. They stop stretching. They stop pushing themselves. And they end up becoming very cynical about life, and they throw in the towel on themselves, on their families, and on their dreams. And the other thing is that most people don't feel worthy.
Being delayed is because whatever accolades they got in that one moment will pale in comparison to what you have coming. Yours is bigger, yours is better, yours is greater. If it's done in the dark and you put in that hard work and no one acknowledges it, I want you to realize that that hard work was not wasted. You improved. You got hungry. And you have to stay hungry. Develop an appetite to win if no one is watching.
Don't be too busy for your loved ones. Don't be too busy for your relationships, your friendships. Don't be too busy for your dreams. Don't be too busy for the things that fulfill you. Because you don't want to get to a place where you live in regret. You want to get to a place where you live and rejoice. So please, future think today and ask yourself, am I giving my all to the things that I love and the people that I care about?
Practice as if it is game time. Go harder when others are resting.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your rest, push yourself, and uncover the other layers that are within you. It's time for you to take a deep dive into the deeper parts of yourself. Uncover the greater parts. Realize that you have always been good. But there's another level. There's another layer in you. you want to uncover it, you've got to go through this pain. You've got to be rejected. You've got to be denied. You have to become so impassioned about what you want that no one can deny you. You're going to come after it. It means getting up early in the morning and starting that run, whether it be raining, whether it be snow, whether it be slick outside, no matter what it is, you're going to get up and go.
So I applaud you for your dreaming, for your running toward your dream. I applaud you for believing in yourself, because that's what life is about, stretching and challenging, looking for ways that you can begin to improve yourself.
Cleaners, there's coolers and there's closers. You know, everybody's got a name for them, but there's levels to them, right? And you got to figure out which one you are. I know which one I am.
You're either gaining ground or you are losing ground in that second and in every second. Every second counts. So make every second count.
Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing.
Comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got, because the attempt to get more makes you into something better all the time.
One thing in life, this applies to everything in life. Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't going to like that shit. Those normal people, it makes them feel like this. They're going to judge you. And nowadays, it's very easy to be fucking coward. Why? We got Instagram. Most folks don't tell you to your face. They go online. They post about like cowards. Don't let cowards get in your fucking head. And last thing, make sure you do you. Stay hard.
Y'all gotta start loving your life. Be comfortable in who you are.
Every man has two lives, and the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
I don't worry about being broken. You know why? I've been broken so many times, it doesn't matter. But here's the difference. Like when that glass turned into a diamond, when I was broken, I got a chance to pick those pieces up and put them back together the way I wanted to put them back together.
To where it don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter what type of car you got. It don't matter square footage of your house. Like a real deal situation. Like when a cat's wife gets sick, when your children get sick, when you're in the emergency room with your family, right? Don't none of that other stuff matter, right? But the work that you put in every single day, the mindset that you cultivate every single day, the spirit that you cultivate every single day, the work ethic, the dedication, the commitment, that's you, right? That's your essence. That's your ethos. That's who you are.
If you want to begin to move, you got to clear your mind of all the unnecessary luggage and baggage that's weighing us down. You're going to have people to do things to you. Things are going to happen to you. And the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow. So you can get on with your life. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
There's a distinct difference between a champion and someone who's just good. Let's use boxing, for instance. It's a 12-round championship bout. At the 11th round, they both go to the corners. Someone that's good sits there and thinks to himself, I've given everything I have. Hopefully, I can get through the 12th round. A champion, he sits in that corner while all of his people are talking to him. He didn't hear shit. All he's thinking about is, I have to find what I have given. It's that mentality that truly separates the champions from the love that's what is good. Stay hard.
Every time you're broken, you're supposed to be more different. You're supposed to be better. Every time you lose, you're supposed to be better. Every time you fall, you're supposed to get up different. You're supposed to get up better.
And that way, when you sit into the locker room after it, that hard work has been put in. And it's time for you to take that shower. You wash away all the self-doubt that could have been there. And you refresh and restore yourself with possibilities of what you're about to go after. It must face a greater version of you. You've uncovered it, no? The biggest challenge you will always face is you've underestimated your true value. Your greatest value is that you cannot be denied. You are motivated because of the rejections. Let them keep saying no, because a yes is coming, and the yes comes from within.
Has your life ever looked like a storm? Because right now, in many of your lives, that's what it feels like, and that's what it sounds like. It sounds and feels like, how am I out here? And how I'm gonna do what God asked me to do? And what is going on in my life? And I'm out here and it's dark now. And I'm out here and there's nobody helping me. And I'm out here and I don't hear a word from God.
What will make you happy? You need to know. You need to start asking yourself some questions. What do I really, really, truly want? You need to be exact about that. Don't be vague. Oh, I just want to be happy. That's too vague. What will make you happy? How will you know when you got it? Zero in on it. Be exact. Be specific.
You will have a challenge that you're going to have to believe God for. Whether you read the word every day or not.
You have to control what you can control, which makes the uncontrollable things a little easier. That's why you have routines. For a lot of individuals in here, you have routines out of boredom. The individuals that I mentioned earlier, the greatest athletes, the best business people that we talk about all the time, they have routines that allow them to control the uncontrollable. That's what their routines do. They allow them to succeed. They allow them to continue to progress forward. They allow them to win.
Line up those problems and confront them. Face them. Fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow.
Recognize the fact that you're going to get into some slumps. Recognize the fact that you're going to encounter a great deal of failure in life. It goes with the territory. But in the face of that, you want to be relentless.
When you want something, many doors will be closed in your face. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out. I'm going to be relentless. I don't care how many no's I encounter.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.